Awesome. We're just going to take a few moments today. I know our time is going quickly. We've been talking a lot about faith over this last few weeks, a lot about trusting God. James even brought it up this morning. Really what God had put in my heart just this last week was just looking afresh at Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. You know, I hate if we get too far away from Jesus because I just love him so much. I mean, my whole goal is to try to look like him. I mentioned it earlier. I love what Jesus said. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I just love that. Imagine if that was our testimony, that if you've seen me, you've already seen Jesus. You've already seen the Father. You already know the Holy Spirit because I'm living so close to him. And it's not an arrogant thing to say, I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible to live in such a way that people look at our lives and they don't even have to think it. They just know it. They just we're just impacting them. We've said it before in Acts, I think it's 19:20, when the early disciples just moved. Even their shadow is healing people. It's just by accident. They're just turning people's lives upside down. And God's saying this morning, I want to remind us today that we can look like Jesus. We can be Christ. In fact, not just look like him, but be Christ. This is the thing. We've got to move from a place of, I just want to look like Christ and just that, and actually be Christ, because this is what God's called us to be. Jesus said, I'm going to go away, but there's one coming just like me, and you're going to do greater things than I have done. So we've got to know who we are, that Jesus has handed it over to us, and we go from there to be a benefit to him and to the kingdom of God. But here's the thing that God challenged me with. Philippians 4:13. We know this verse so well. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you know what I've realized a lot of times in my life, and maybe it's the same in yours, maybe you'll just laugh at me, but I've realized that I love the first part, but sometimes I forget about the last part. I can do all things. I love it. I can do all things. I mean, it's just awesome. I'm awesome. I'm amazing. You know, and our whole world tells us that. You are amazing. I mean, if you go to certain conferences, if you pay a lot of money, that's all they're going to tell you. You are amazing. You're going to do incredible things with your life. But they leave out the last part. Because then we get home to reality and we look in the mirror and we're like, I know I should be able to do amazing things, but I think I'm awful. I think I've got no talents. I think I've got no abilities. I felt really good when I was over there with everybody else, but now I just feel like I can't do anything. And I think there's this thing in our lives where we go, hey, I can do all things, but it's through Christ who strengthens me. We got some friends who want to come join us, do we? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And today we've got to realize that that's the most significant part. That is the most significant part today that we've got to remember. We've got to remember in our lives that we can do all things, but it's through Christ who strengthens me. And the difference is this. When it's through Christ's power, there might be a different answer. It might not be the yes that we want to hear. It might be slightly different than we anticipate. If we're doing it through Christ, then maybe we might have to go through a difficult season, or we might have to go through hardship to get there. See, today, when we're doing things through Christ, we can definitely do all things, but he's got maybe a different way than what we have. And so this morning, I want us to see how Jesus lived. And he lived in a certain way that he knew the Father's voice. He knew what the Father was saying. And because of that, he literally did do all things. He transformed this world. But what God really burned in my heart this week is that sometimes we can make an excuse for ourselves and go, but I'm not Jesus. And that's a great excuse, but for God, he never intended it to be like that. He said, I've given the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, that would come and transform your life so that you could literally be Christ in this world. And so we can look with excuse and go, oh, but I'm not him. Or we can go, yeah, I'm here to do significant things just like Jesus. I'm ready to go because I can do all things. I mean, that wee word all is all over the Bible, and it trips us up all the time. Because Jesus went everywhere, and it said that he healed all. I mean, Jesus says, I can do all things. We want to be able to do all things, but sometimes we want to drop the all because it gets a bit uncomfortable. And God's here today to remind us that even in the uncomfortable situations, I'm still with you, and I still want to bring you through. Can we do that just for a couple of minutes? I'm going to drop a few things and just try to get to the core things this morning. Here's the most significant thing, I believe, one of the most significant things that happened in Jesus' life. And it says this in Luke 3:22. It says, the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You are my beloved son. So God speaks from heaven, and he just gives Jesus his identity, and he just says, before you do anything, you're my son. You have your identity. Your identity is whole. But at the beginning part of that in Luke 3, there's just a significant part that we have to remember. It says that the Holy Spirit also came. And the Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit represents the Father. And the Holy Spirit is a person. He's not just an it. And we know from later verses, and you know in your word, that when he came in Acts chapter 2, he transformed everything. And he came in power. He came in boldness. He radically transformed. I mean, I share from my own life. I went from a person who wanted to be like Christ, who tried to be like Christ, but felt very powerless. And then I felt the Holy Spirit. I invited the Holy Spirit to just have full reign in my life. And suddenly everything changed. Suddenly everything changed. And the Holy Spirit just doesn't want to come once and fill us once, but he wants to come again and again and again like a person. He is a person. He wants to have an ongoing relationship with our lives that will ultimately transform us forever. And we're going to see this morning that this wasn't a significant event in Jesus' life because he was never, ever the same again because the Holy Spirit came in power upon his life. And suddenly everything changed. We're going to see this morning, I'm going to do it as quick as I can, but hopefully with precision, that he went into the wilderness and suddenly God just molded him and shaped him. And he came out not just filled with the Spirit, but in the power of the Spirit. And this is what God's looking to do in our lives. He's looking us to be people that not only know the Spirit, but know him, who are filled by the Spirit, who walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, those who walk by the Spirit will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Imagine that. So in other words, if we don't walk in the Spirit, there's a chance, pretty much better than a chance, that we're definitely going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. What are those? We're going to follow off after our own desires, addictions, anything that suits us, anything that we like, anything that makes us feel good. It could even be something innocent like chocolate. Oh, I'm just going to eat loads of chocolate because it makes me feel good. And there's nothing wrong with chocolate or Lucozade or any of those things. But again, they can try to be stumbling blocks in our lives. And God says this morning, if you'll walk in the Spirit, if you'll know the Spirit, if we will not be afraid of the Spirit, if we will not blank the Spirit, you know, one of the saddest things is that we forget about the Holy Spirit. We forget about how important he is and how vital he is in our lives. And maybe we've heard bad teaching, or maybe we've heard no teaching. I want to encourage you this morning, there's nobody like the Holy Spirit. Just nobody like him. It says there, look what it says. He came, the verse before in Luke 3:22, says he came in bodily form like a dove. I mean, one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, one of the characteristics of him, you got to learn to call him a him because he is. He always leads to Jesus and Jesus always leads to the Father. One of the main characteristics of him is he's so sensitive. He knows us. He knows us. In fact, the Bible teaches us and tells us that he's so sensitive that you can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can actually grieve the Holy Spirit. He gets offended because he's so sensitive. Because he's here with us. The Father's not here. The Son's not here. They're all in heaven. But the Holy Spirit is here. And he's here to empower us and equip us and lead us and guide us and transform our lives. So do not try, the Lord says, to do it without him. When I look at Jesus' life, I see so much stability. I see so much confidence. When I look at my life, I see so much like sometimes like this. It's like, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure if I'm even saved. Is there even a God? You know, moments like that. And then some other times I got mad. Or get angry. I'm like, why is it not like this? Or get frustrated. Maybe you feel like that. Maybe we get to a place of anxiety or stress. And we're like, why am I even being stressed? Why am I even feeling like this? I mean, one of the main things that I realized when the Holy Spirit invaded my life and I started to live through his power and I felt his freshness and I felt his anointing and I felt his power and his boldness was this. I went from yo-yoing and I went being steady. I was just able to stay steady. One of the most important things that the Holy Spirit gives us is stability. Because he carries such peace and such anointing. He came to Jesus, and even when Jesus was going through the most difficult days of his life, coming up to the cross and on the cross, he still was able to carry a certain level of stability and peace because the Holy Spirit was inside of him. And the Holy Spirit is here to transform our lives, and we can forget about him, but we'll try to live a Christian life that's powerless, and we'll try to do all things, but we'll forget to do them through Christ, and it'll just beat us up, and it'll defeat us, and we'll feel so weak, and we'll feel useless. We'll come back to ourselves and go, you know what? I really want to do great things for God, but I don't feel significant. I don't know this. I don't know that. And the Holy Spirit comes to renew our minds, to transform us, and to lead us, and to guide us. And so Jesus was stable. He was full of power. I look at my own life, and I think to myself, why am I not more powerful? Not in the sense of being a superhero, but in the sense of having an effect in the world and seeing people's lives transformed. We read it earlier, or I mentioned it earlier when we were chatting from Matthew 17. When Jesus says, hey, but if you really want to have the power that I have, you got to fast and pray. You gotta go deeper in your walk with God. You gotta go deeper in your anointing with God. You've got to know the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You need to know his impact in your life. He was full of power, and he was always secure, and he was always at peace. I think sometimes when I look at my life, I think to myself, I feel like I'm working too hard. I feel like I'm trying too hard. I feel like I'm trying to struggle it too much. I feel like sometimes the word can feel dry. My prayer times can feel empty. I can feel just so powerless and so helpless. You ever get to that weird feeling of you don't know what's up, but you just feel weird? It's that scary place of like, why do I feel like this? And yet God's here this morning. He sent the perfect one to be with us, the Holy Spirit. Do you know how John 14 describes him as? The counselor, the advocate. When you look up the word advocate, you know what it says? It's one who comes alongside. One who comes alongside. Whenever I do my Christian walk, my life, I don't want to say Christian walk, whenever I do my life because there's no separation, I want to know that there's one beside me. I need to know that Jesus is in my heart, absolutely, but Jesus at the right hand of the Father, the Holy Spirit is the one with me, and he comes to empower me, he comes to enable me, he comes to walk with me. He is the advocate, and he is here this morning. He says, I want you to know I'm your advocate, I'm your counselor, I'm your comforter. I am your comforter. I mean, isn't there times in our days and there times in our weeks where we just feel so dejected and so rejected and feel all sorts of dismay? But whenever we know the Holy Spirit, I've got him to comfort me. I've got him to counsel me. I've got him to help me. And so the Holy Spirit is there to enable us and to bring us through. This is what it says in John 14, 16, 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another one just like me, that wonderful counselor. See, we can walk through our Christian life, and we can pray, and we can read, and we do all of those things, and we can do it without the Holy Spirit. But there's nothing quite like it when we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, and suddenly we start to pray in ways we've never prayed before. We start to see things that we've never seen before, and we start to move in power in ways that we've never done before. It's absolutely incredible. Sometimes the way that we feel with our stress, the Holy Spirit comes and he lifts us up. He makes us light. Sometimes we come and we feel powerless. We no longer feel like that because we know there's something underneath us. There's something sustaining us. There's something holding us. It's the Holy Spirit. And for me in my life, I've got to continuously welcome him into my life. I've got to say, Holy Spirit, come on, help me. Holy Spirit, just continue to fill me. I've got to talk to him, and he continues to remind me about Jesus. He continues to lead me to Jesus and equips me for service for the kingdom. Jesus comes in Luke 4, verse 1, and says this, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing, and afterwards when it had ended, he was hungry. We do have that verse. Chrissy's just sleeping on the job, don't worry. He's going to get there. We need the Holy Spirit in Chrissy right now. Come on. Luke 4, verse 1. It says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit. See, I love what the word's saying to us. You ever feel like you're struggling for direction? You're struggling to know where to go? I mean, just simply right there, before Jesus had done anything, says he was filled with the Spirit, and then he was led by the Spirit. I want to live a life that I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, where I know his voice, where I know his nudges. Anybody recognize and know the nudges of the Holy Spirit? I mean, you just couldn't do without them. So if you don't have them today, ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill you, and suddenly he just nudges you in certain things. There's times where he comes to us. I see people nodding this morning because you know what it feels like. Where he just nudges you with this, he nudges you with that. It's like things where you've fallen out with someone, and the Holy Spirit comes to you and goes, that's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for you. And then he comes to you with Philippians 4, and he goes, you can do all things. I'm like, no, that's not a thing I want to do. He was wrong, I was right. You see, sometimes we get to this, and we're like, I can do all things. Yeah, but I don't really want to do that. I don't really want to do that thing. And God comes to us, and he reminds us, and the Holy Spirit nudges us. He says, you can do that. I'm going to help you. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a challenge. And Jesus comes to the wilderness. Imagine being led to the wilderness. How does that make any sense? The Holy Spirit leads him to the wilderness, but the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. And this morning I want to encourage you that whenever we're living a life with the Holy Spirit and we're doing it through his strength and he's leading us and we're walking with him, he's going to lead us maybe to strange places. He's going to lead us to places that we think we shouldn't be there. He's going to take us to wilderness spots, but he's going to strengthen us and he's going to equip us. And this morning, the Holy Spirit not only wants to fill you, but he wants to lead you, and then he wants to equip you. It says he had been led into the wilderness, but then suddenly something had taken place. Here's what it says in verse 3. It says, and then the devil said to him, if you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. Three big temptations. I don't have time to go into all of them, but I would encourage you, or if you want my notes afterwards, I'll give them to you. But I would encourage you to have a look at it. The devil comes to Jesus, and he's looking to tempt him. But God's saying, this is going to make him. This is going to make him, because I know that Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit. He has all that he needs to go through all of these battles and all of these things. And yet sometimes whenever we're feeling empty or whenever we're feeling exposed, we come into the wilderness experiences and we blame God and we say, God, how did you bring me here? What's the point of this? This is terrible. God, I'm giving up my faith. And God's here this morning saying, but whenever you know that you're filled with the Spirit and you've been led by the Spirit, then you'll no longer question why, but you'll say, hi. How do I get through this, God? What's your word for this? And Jesus comes out with the word of God in all three situations. And he says, but the word says this, the word says this, the word says this. He takes the Logos word of God, which is the written word, and he turns it to a Rhema word. He turns it to a Rhema word. Without getting too fancy, it just means this. He takes it and makes it real. He takes the verses and he activates them. And he says, these are living verses. These are living words from God. He says, a man shall not live by bread alone. Devil comes to him and he says, hey, I've made you aware of your weaknesses. I feel like so many people have talked about these verses so many times and they've picked out different things. But here's the three things that God put in my heart for it. It was that the devil comes to him and he tries to expose his weaknesses. He comes to him and he tries to attack his desires. And he comes to him and he tries to test his pride. And I think for us this morning, and we're going to be done after this, is that the enemy loves to come and he loves to try to expose our weaknesses. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. I mean, why can you not do this? Why would God not have done this for you? Why would God have brought you here? He loves to attack our weaknesses. And yet we know in the kingdom of God, and when we're fully equipped and we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us, in my weakness, he makes me strong. Every time I'm weak, it's just another reason that God can burst into my life and strengthen me. It's just another opportunity that God can burst in and show his abundant grace and his blessings. So when I am weak, what do? I count it all joy when I fall into trials and temptations. Because I know that the Lord is perfecting me. I know the Lord is building me up. I know that he is comforting me because I am full of the Holy Spirit. You see, the element, the most important thing we need to have there is the person and the personality and reality and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Otherwise, our reality takes over and we go, this is not right. Something went wrong here. I shouldn't be weak. I should be strong. You ever feel like that? I shouldn't be weak right now. I should be strong. See, the world tells us that over and over and over again. I shouldn't be weak right now. I should be strong. You know what God says? It's okay to be weak right now because I am your strength. It's okay to be weak right now because I am your strength. In fact, sometimes the more weak you are, the more you realize who you are and the more you can recognize who I am. That's incredible. That is incredible because it brings us closer to the heart of God. Jesus didn't come on this earth and just walk around like he was masterful and mighty and could shoot anybody down at any moment. He came and he laid down his divinity. He knew he was the Son of God, but he let it all down so he could become just like us, so that we could live a life just like his. And so the devil comes to him, and he tempts him with weaknesses, and Jesus replies to him, man doesn't need to live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. In other words, it's okay to live by God. He comes in the second thing this morning, I believe this, he comes and he attacks his desires. It says this in verse 5, then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you, and their glory for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whoever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all of this is yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him shall you serve and worship. See, the enemy comes to Jesus and he brings him this high place and he says, okay, I want to give you desires. I want to give you all the desires of your eyes. He brings him and he shows him all of these things in front of his face. And I think this morning we've got to realize that our desires, if we're not careful, can outgrow our faith and suddenly we can go after things that are not good for us and not meant for us or not meant yet for us. Whenever we're led and filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit, suddenly our desires are his desires and his desires are our desires. And suddenly the things I want to do are already the things that God's called me to do. And I walk in their strength. And yet sometimes the devil's really sneaky because he knows the talents you've got. He knows the abilities that you've got. And then he says, but maybe you should have them quicker. Maybe you should say about her, or maybe you should say about him. Maybe that would allow you to get higher up the chain quick enough. Maybe you could be faster up the level. Maybe you could do this, maybe you could do that. The devil sometimes comes and that sneaky voice, and he just comes in and he tries to dismay us and disrupt us so that we think we have to do this or we have to do that. But God is here this morning. He's saying, hey, I promote, I elevate, I bring up, I bring down. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. And so this morning, if you're feeling like, oh, God, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that, rest in God. Allow him through the power of the Holy Spirit to elevate you in the right time. Present yourself as a living sacrifice to God. Know that your ultimate service is to the King. Not on the stage, but to the King. Not busy this or busy that, but to the King. Your ultimate lifestyle is worship to Jesus. Find at his feet. Pouring out the best that you have all to him. And so God is here this morning. He's saying the devil came to Jesus, tried to tempt him with desires. But God is here this morning saying, I will give you all that you need. And then the final thing is this, is our pride. And I think all of us can get attacked in our pride. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. I've got this sorted. I've got this nailed. Oh, I've graduated this. I've graduated that. But it says this in verse 9, then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of a temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, imagine that. He threatens his identity. Throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. But Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. In other words, Jesus was saying, I'm not going to step above myself. I'm not going to try to call God out on something. I'm going to walk in perfect step with him. I'm going to walk in perfect step with him. I'm not going to allow my pride to become greater than Jesus. I'm not going to allow, or in that instance, greater than God. But for me today, I'm not going to allow my pride to become greater than him. I'm going to submit myself. I'm not going to step out. If I haven't heard God, I'm not going to start stepping out and start casting all demons everywhere. I'm praying for everybody everywhere. I need to know God's heart. I need to know what he's saying. I need to know his voice. I'm not going to let selfish pride get in the way of what God's calling me to do. And so today, God's come to equip us. He's come to empower us. He's come to transform our lives. And we can try to do it in our own strength, and we'll succeed to a point. But there's nothing quite like being filled with the Spirit. Can we stand together? I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit would just come and touch our lives. All the things that we looked at this morning were this. They were spiritual warfare. All the things that God wants to make us aware of this morning is this. Is that we are in spiritual battles today. We are in spiritual battles in our lives. And so therefore, we need the Holy Spirit to do that. Because you can only fight spirit with spirit. We need to realize that a lot of the times when we're fighting spiritual things, we're doing it in our own strength, and it's getting us worn out, and it's getting us weary. It's getting us brokenhearted. It's making us feel pressed down. And yet God is here this morning. He's saying this, I want you to do it in my strength. I want you to do it in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we close your eyes today? I'm going to pray.